The Duel and Other Stories by Anton Chekhov. Translated by Constance Garnett. Narrated by William DeVries. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. The Duel. 1. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, the time when the officers, the local officials, and the visitors usually took their morning dip in the sea after the hot, stifling night, and then went into the pavilion to drink tea or coffee. Ivan Andreyich Levski, a thin, fair young man of 28, wearing the cap of a clerk in the Ministry of Finance, and with slippers on his feet, coming down to bathe, found a number of acquaintances on the beach, and among them his friend, Samoylenko, the army doctor. With his big cropped head, short neck, his red face, his big nose, his shaggy black eyebrows and gray whiskers, his stout, puffy figure, and his hoarse, military bass, this Samoylenko made on every newcomer the unpleasant impression of a gruff bully. But 2 or 3 days after making his acquaintance, one began to think his face extraordinarily good-natured, kind, and even handsome. In spite of his clumsiness and rough manner, he was a peaceable man, of infinite kindliness and goodness of heart, always ready to be of use. He was on familiar terms with everyone in the town, lent everyone money, doctored everyone, made matches, patched up quarrels, arranged picnics, at which he cooked shashlik, and an awfully good soup of gray mullets. He was always looking after other people's affairs and trying to interest someone on their behalf, and was always delighted about something. The general opinion about him was that he was without faults of character. He had only 2 weaknesses. He was ashamed of his own good nature, and tried to disguise it by a surly expression and an assumed gruffness, and he liked his assistants and his soldiers to call him Your Excellency, although he was only a civic counselor. "Answer one question for me, Alexander Davidich," Levski began, when both he and Samoylenko were in the water up to their shoulders. "Suppose you had loved a woman, and had been living with her for 2 or 3 years, and then left off caring for her as one does, and began to feel that you had nothing in common with her. How would you behave in that case?"
"It's very simple. You go where you please, madam, and that would be the end of it."
"It's easy to say that. But if she has nowhere to go, a woman with no friends or relations, without a farthing, who can't work..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?